Hello, I'm Rene Rosa.
I'm Chance Gerbolini, louder than ever.
And we are the Sherman Tanks.
Yep. How's everybody doing out there in listening land?
We hope you've had a happy Kwanzaa, a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy winter solstice, and happy New Year. And hopefully no pedophile activities. None.
Right. Not that matters to me. I don't give a fuck what happens to you.
Damn.
I'm just kidding.
Brutals.
I love all five of you. So I learned how to get close to my mic. Now I just got to learn how to stay close to it. It hurts my back. And I just realized Renee's right. He does do what he's doing right now, which is he spreads his legs like he's like in some type of martial arts training thing. And yeah, that's how he is the whole time.
Yep.
This is very annoying.
Yep.
Very annoying. And I'm going to get aggravated throughout this show. So let's start now.
We're sorry for anyone who's been waiting for this episode, simply because if you've been waiting for this episode, then
you actually give a fuck.
Yeah. And, you're the only one waiting for this episode
that wants to be honest about it, because usually it's probably somebody trying to do shit on their own. Like, why can't I have people want something that I'm doing to be re-released? 'Cause you're an asshole. And we're just doing whatever the
fuck. I don't even know where you're going with this right now.
You're not supposed to. I'm not talking to you. I am talking to you. You're the only person here. There's three of us.
No, but seriously, we just did not have the fucking...
The funding.
Schedule.
I always wanted to say that.
The funding.
That's an excuse for every failure of a project ever. We didn't have the funding.
It's we just, have the $0. Well, actually, no. This actually does cost money.
You know what doesn't cost money? It's the headphones that I am not using right now.
Yes.
Because we lost our splitter. So Renee's the only one listening to my shit voice right now. Thank God. And but yeah, continue, Ren. Sorry.
You still need to.
See, this is going to get frustrating.
You can't move so much. You won't even be so tired if you just don't move so much. You're giving yourself.
Dude, I am fidgety. I need some Valium or something to stay the fuck still. Because I'm.
No, you don't. You just need to sit still.
What time are you going to band practice?
Like 7.
I'm coming with you.
Probably not.
Probably am. Where's that in the Bronx?
Yeah, it's in the Bronx.
I'm not going with you. Fuck that noise. Can't even afford to get to Journal Square.
Well, no. I mean, my guitarist drives us, so that's not really the problem. But you will be fucking bored. Unless you want to bring your camera and take pictures of us.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We could do that.
And I'll fucking kill myself. All right. Now, I will do that, though, because I could get shots of... I gotta start getting shots of people anyway, so come on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with their permission.
Candid shit, you know?
Yeah, candid.
I look pretty sometimes.
All right.
I guess never. Then thank you, cousin.
Dude, you never look pretty. You look sexy all the time.
Okay, now it's getting weird.
Fuck you.
All right, so I guess we should start with... I'm gonna go random. I'm not gonna go in order like I usually do. I'm gonna look for something that starts off juicy.
This is what Pyramid Head must feel like. Like in Silent Hill 2, because like you have to like serve your duty, and it hurts to stand like this. Like I have to do this. I'm not even standing. I'm sitting.
You will probably improve your slouching.
I don't want to slouch, dude. I hate slouching.
But you always slouch. That's my point. You are now not going to slouch because of it.
On your knees, dog. R.I.P. Lemmy. By the way,
since shit stories are always fantastic. This could potentially lead to one. I'm going to go with Rick. Rick from Awesome Talk and Ice in the Face and many, many other things, a.k.a. Home Bar Productions, which we will definitely be on Awesome Talk either together or separately through the next season.
I'll be there March 8th.
I think I'm going to be there January 12th.
Yeah, so like he was right, we will be there separate. Yeah. I'll be there as Sherman Tanks and Chance Photography.
I will be there as Sherman Tanks and Tree City Shirts.
Boop, 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 boop. Fist bump, nigga.
Yeah, that's, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, it is pretty dope. I thought it was gay at first, but it's fucking cool. It's really cool.
So, Rick asks, how do you approach a public toilet seat? What is your personal protocol?
I dress it in a sequin dress. All right, no, seriously, I dress it. Because I work in construction, so we're constantly using the... Porta Johns, and you can't fuck around because people like to go in there and do heroin, do drugs. People get injured and they have to hide injuries so that they don't get kicked off the job because they were high during it. So they go in there, try to wrap it up and there's blood everywhere, but you still have to use it, or you have to go home and you lose a day's pay. So that's rare, though, the blood part. What I do is I usually just put some toilet paper just like right around the right around the toilet seat. Make sure none of it's in the way of my my shit stream, and I just shit, and that's it. Other thing I could do is one time we had like a bunch of like cardboard boxes, and I have two friends that like served a few, like I think it was like a few months, or no, one of them was in Rikers for 3 years. I don't know, or not even Rikers, fucking just holding or some shit. And they cut like cardboard or something about jail. And that's how everybody shit on the same toilet when they share a cell. And they put, they just cut like these sheets. You get what I'm saying? Like a cutout. Mm-hmm. And I came over, he was like, yo, I left them for you. This was when I was working at, in April. I forgot what side I was on. It was by Grove Street, but I was there for about a month. And I was like, yo, I can't use this Porta John because it's on the fifth floor and they don't change it at all. I'm not walking into there and getting some asshole infection just from fucking sitting down. He was like, no, look, I did this for you. He took my utility knife, cut it, and he...
That's like, love, man. Someone cuts an ass sheet for you?
Yeah, he was like, look, look, look. He was like, and just we'll hide them here so like the other workers don't steal them shits and just us. And then he was like, look, and when you're done, just poop, throw it aside. So that's that. We're going to have to stop recording briefly.
Because we'll someone's be right ringing back. The doorbell. So, we're back from whatever tiny break that was.
Somebody rang the doorbell. I thought it was our
neighbor.
Our neighbor, Amanda, a very good friend of ours. Wasn't. She's busy. Some weird dude comes up, and it's cold. And I'm in the hallway, and I'm like, hey. And I open the door. He's like, it's happening out of order. He's like, yeah, I just need a moment of your time. I said, I'm in the middle of recording something. What is it? Because I don't want to be completely rude. He was like, oh, I'm just promoting Verizon Files. I don't want to disturb you if you're recording anything. I said, oh, no, we have Verizon Files in the entire building. And he was like, oh, okay, but can I? I was like, dude, I just said I'm recording something. I'm really trying not to be rude. And he goes, okay, if you have Verizon Files, what color is your controller, red or blue? And again, I'm thinking Ren's standing in the doorway because we live on the first floor. Behind me, and I was trying to be stupid and snarky, and the dude goes, what color is your remote, red or blue? And I was like, blue, I have the blue model. And he was like, oh, that's funny because we don't have either one of those. I said, I know, I'm lying to you. Right to his face. And I stared at his face. I gave him an extra 5 seconds to respond. I said, yeah, I lied to you. And then he just went, okay, and I closed the door, and here we are. I waited because I wanted to see his response. I was like, yeah, I'm lying to you.
Oh, my God. I hate fucking door-to-door salesman shit. Yeah, I've had to do it. You would think that shit, like, they would give up. Like, that shit can't possibly still work. Like, it might work with drugs. That's probably the only thing it would work with, because odds are you're going to find someone who wants them on the block. But,
I lied. Right. It was the best feeling in the world. Right to his face. And I gave him 5 seconds to actually respond. And he was just like, wow, the dude actually admitted that. Because he was like, oh, I caught him in a lie. I was like, yeah, I lied to you because I'm trying to get back inside. Idiot. Anyway.
So
I think we do actually have Verizon. Is that that's the internet? No, we have. Anyway, that's the normal.
Yeah, let's not even go there.
To people's fucking. Anyway.
Straight
from the underground.
It's not like we actually pay for internet access.
No, we don't. We steal everything we have.
Not everything.
Not from people, though. From corporations. Whatever. Anyway, what were we talking about? Shit.
I just sneezed so hard. I think I shit myself. That's why we were talking about.
Oh, here we go. Here,
public toilet stuff.
Yeah, toilet. Speaking of toilet stuff, let me tell this quick story.
Wait, I haven't even said my.
Oh shit! I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I feel bad. Go ahead.
My toilet. My public toilet. Shit is basically if I'm using a public toilet, that means I'm at a point where I really don't give a shit. So, I generally will wipe the fucking thing down. With toilet paper as much as possible, and sit comfortably and shit away, because I don't give a fuck. Because if I have to use a public toilet and I'm willing to, and I'm not somewhere I trust like work or at home, that means that I have given up, and I need to sit down as fast as possible before the shit is no longer even hitting a toilet, but hitting me, which I don't want. So it's that simple. Wipe it down. Sit down. Shit like a king. Be done. Be done. You suck that seltzer water bottle like it's the fucking titty of life. Suck it down.
Water. Titty of life. Speaking of shit, I'll tell this story real quick. Ex-girlfriend had me on speaker on her car. Like, they had that fucking whatever, Bluetooth something. And she was annoying me as I annoy her, apparently, or annoyed her or whatever. And she pulled up to the Dunkin' Donuts, like, drive-thru. And it was really loud. She always tells me, she's like, shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm pulling up to the Dunkin' Donuts. So she always did tell me. So I was like, okay. So I hear the guy speaking. And they start kind of, like, having a little, like, back and forth. And I was like, I'm farting blood. I'm farting blood. I'm farting blood. This is at like 10:30 in the morning. And she's like, can you stop it? I was like, I can't stop farting blood. If I could, I would. And she just got angry at me for like the next hour. So I thought you guys would find that funny. I just kept saying I was farting blood because she told me to stop. So that's why I kept going. I was like, I'm farting blood now. Stop. Why are you flirting with the fucking Dunkin' Donuts, dude? For extra Boston cream donuts? I'm on the phone with you. You have
some extra cream in that sugar.
Anyway, so yeah, I just kept saying, I'm farting blood, babe, please. She was like, stop, stop.
The blood farts.
Oh, well. Good times.
Blood butt, yo.
Anyway, next question or whatever.
Oh, God. The worst public toilet incident I think I ever had is...
Wait, didn't we answer that last time?
No.
Okay.
My neck hurt. Yeah, ooh. The worst public toilet experience I ever had was I walked into a stall. It was the only stall unoccupied. And I saw fucking pants on the floor. And the minute I saw pants on the floor...
this is going to be nasty.
I knew there was some shit that went down, literally and figuratively, at the same time. Whatever happened to this person, I'm almost convinced they spontaneously combusted and their pants are just left behind as remnants of the person they once were. Because there was shit in the toilet up to almost the rim. Like, it was just filled with tons of shit. And there was vomit on the floor.
Oh, my God. This person got the flu.
And then, like, shit sprayed on the wall. So I think this person just exploded and everything
was for good measure.
Everything that was inside of them came out. And it was amazing because I really had to shit really bad. But seeing all of that, I think everything inside of me just got sucked back in and was like, nope, nope, we're good, dude. We're good. Go home. Go home, please. Because we can't handle this right now. And I just fucking walked out. And I was like, yep, nope, not shitting in that shit. Cannot add to the shit inception that thing was.
Take my butthole and leave it.
But it's not about the butthole pleasures.
It's not about the butthole.
It's not about the dirty Sanchez.
That's disgusting. Where was that you saw that at?
That was some bar in New York. It was a very large one with many, many stalls, and all of them were occupied.
It's a shitty bar.
It was a couple of years back, because I don't remember exactly where it was, but I'm pretty sure it was somewhere up in the, like, Upper East Side.
Did you let them know, like, listen, somebody died?
Oh, yeah, I walked up to the bartender, and I was like, you have a shit problem.
She said, how'd you know? Who told you?
And she was like, excuse me? And I was like, all right, never mind.
Bitch.
It's like, if you don't understand the protocol, when someone says you got a shit problem.
You know, fucking.
Oh, man. All right. So Valerie has this thing and she asked about, I guess this. I recently heard one of my friends tell me what her office does for every new employee. In her office, you have to stand up and tell an embarrassing story. In my office, they make you sing a song. Both of these, we were forbidden to warn the person. What has been the most random work hazing you have experienced, or what would you tell for an embarrassing story, and what song would you sing?
Why is it always embarrassing? My life is an embarrassing story. So is his.
Hey.
We get this question all the time in different forms from different people.
Well, I mean, we can avoid shit stories. Those are the most embarrassing we've ever told. I already told mine many, many moons ago.
I'll tell yours again. Oh, that wasn't your mom. Dude, you were like 8 years old.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
How was it?
Dude, nothing's more... I don't get embarrassed by anything now. Nothing embarrasses me now. Okay. As they would say in Spanish, I would be considered a sinvergüenza. I don't fucking have any embarrassment in me left.
No, you know, shame.
Zero shame.
That's what seems like. Yeah, anyway. He doesn't.
I don't give a fuck.
What story was. So, all right, so she said I would have to get up and.
Either what song would you sing, or I guess both. What if you had to pick the singing the song instead of being telling an embarrassing story, what song would you sing?
Oh, so I could pick one.
Yeah, if in that situation you get to pick, but God. I think she wants to know both.
What song I would sing? Does it have to be a song like that? They're going to be like, no, you can't sing that. That's something you like.
No, I just you have to sing. They're just trying to put you on the spot and make you feel fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, comfortable. Break the ice kind of thing. I'd sing.
And for the record, no job has ever done some shit like this to me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's hazing. Anyway. The fuck would I sing? I'd sing The Wanderer by Dion. And I would just flirt with all the ladies in the office and then immediately lose my job for sexual harassment. Like, I wasn't lulled into that. All right, and what's the other one? Just tell the most embarrassing story?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is going to be a great episode. Fuck my whole life up right now. Man, I don't know which one to pick because I've been embarrassed so many times by myself and others. That's not embarrassing. I don't know. Is it embarrassing if I tell it because no one else knows? Or is it embarrassing because... Because that was, like, private. Like, it was just me and her.
It's embarrassing because you don't want anyone to know this about you.
Okay, so, all right. I'll tell this one. I'll tell... If I remember a better one, not knowing it. Because it's embarrassing. I had my Red Wings. I was eating a partner out on her menstrual cycle.
On purpose?
On purpose. And, yeah, I'm sure everyone listening is like, Chance, that is officially... You are disgusting. It was a lot. Somebody I loved. It wasn't just some random bitch that I was banging from a party or something. Anyway, so this was a while ago. I was eating them out, blah blah blah, and I got a chunk of uterine lining stuck in my tooth, and I didn't think that's what it was until I pulled it out. And she was like, "Yeah, that's what that is," and it's embarrassing. Because I went to the bathroom to clean it off, and it looked like I was chewing on, like...
A baby?
Like Starbursts. Or fucking, like, Gushers or some shit. Like, but, yeah.
Berry-flavored.
And then the worst part, the embarrassing part, like, if that wasn't enough, is that I went back and finished. She said it was amazing for her. I said, what...
Yeah, because you were cleaning her out.
Yeah, I was like, I'm cleaning all of your uterine lining out while simultaneously giving you orgasms, like multiple, according to you. Me, it feels like I'm eating like a bucket of nickels. So I had fun. That was like, I had to throw out a few shots.
I don't even really have an appropriate response to any of that.
That's fine. That was the response to the question was that.
I think. I'm no longer. I was hungry before we started this.
It makes sense that the song I sing is "The Wanderer," the lone wanderer.
Jesus Christ!
Because I do shit like that.
I don't think that would work well in a work situation. So you would have to opt into singing if that's the story you would tell.
I would sing "The Wanderer." They're like, "Why'd you pick that?" Why? Because I didn't tell you the other one.
Oh man,
that's one of the many. The other ones are just dark. Very, very dark. There's no reason to say those. And I already told you one, and I don't want to tell the others.
For me, the song I would sing, it'd probably be House of the Rising Sun, because that's my go-to karaoke song anyhow.
It's very loud when he sings
that. Exactly. It's super loud. It would make them regret making me do that shit. and embarrassing story? I've already told the most embarrassing childhood shit story of my life.
So corduroy shit boy.
Yeah, that's exactly. Wow, that's exactly what it was. Corduroy pants, Rosencrantz, Guildenstern shit pants.
Yeah. Next hand cut by a ghost song is called Corduroy Shit Boy. That's it. Because I have for some reason when I'm fucking around, I can actually sing with my own voice and not others. But Renee just has to like make a little diddly on a guitar. Corduroy Shit Boy coming around, and then that's it. We'll release the album.
It's a very short song.
Huh?
It'll be a very short song.
Yeah, Wish you were wearing shorts that day.
I will not wear shorts. I don't wear shorts. I wear longs.
Oh, no, you don't wear shorts.
When have you seen me wearing shorts, man?
Oh, you don't.
I just don't wear shorts.
You don't. You wear underwear.
I don't wear underwear.
Without pants.
I never wear the same at the same time. I never wear pants when I'm wearing underwear, and I never wear underwear when I'm wearing pants.
Seriously?
No, I'm joking.
For a second, I was like, wait a second, what? No. I've seen you take your pants off and have underwear on. What the fuck? I'm tripping out. Like, who does that? Who comes home, takes off their pants with no underwear, and then puts underwear on? Like, you're like, no, it's appropriate. Like, no, it's appropriate when you were supposed to be wearing underwear under your clothing, motherfucker.
It'd be like some really strange Mr. Rogers type fucking...
It's like you're walking around with you know, a woman with large bosoms, and she has no bra on, and then she gets home, and she puts a bra on, and she just relaxes. Like, starts watching
it's
something.
It's the opposite
like,
of what
are you doing?
Yeah, women don't do that shit at all. They take the bra... Oh.
So we got more slut questions here.
Yes, sir. So, wait. I don't know what embarrassing story. I don't know what embarrassing story I have left. I guess this... I don't know if this qualifies as embarrassing. It was more alarming than anything else. So, a lot of people know I'm asthmatic. My friends know, have seen me have shitty asthma attacks and whatnot. But the first...
I used to laugh because I didn't know there were asthma attacks. I thought he was just having cough fits. And because he smelled something really bad, like cat shit, or I had these glass stink bombs. I'm looking, actually looking at it.
Oh, God.
And I was just...
We're just the last time
I don't know why I would be in tears from laughing. And then when I started to realize, like, over time, like, there were general, like, seriously asthma attacks, I was like, it's not funny anymore because he could die. I still kind of laugh a little bit, but I hide it because I don't want him to think. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
So the very first asthma attack I ever had was during rehearsal for a play. And it was Little Shop of Horrors. And I played the dentist. And when the dentist dies, he dies through asphyxiation. So I had to wear this giant fucking tube, like bowl over my head that was supposed to be like a gas mask where he was, you know, taking nitrous oxide in. And he, you know, asphyxiates because of it, because Seymour fucks with it and kind of, you know, basically kills him. So we're practicing and I'm acting like I'm coughing and all this other shit. And, you know, the fucking dentist is supposed to be dead on the ground after having coughing fits and all this other shit.
This was in high school?
This is in high school. So... scene ends, and they're like, dude, that was really good. And then they're like, dude, they're trying to wake me up.
It's like a die.
And I had the fuck my first, like, legit asthma attack ever, and I had to get taken to the hospital. And that's when I found out I had fucking asthma, like at like 18, 19 years old. So,
18, 19, you were in high school when you were 19?
I was born January 12th, so because of that, I didn't start school until I was 5, not 4.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
So, it was like 97 I graduated. So there were people my age that graduated in 96.
I didn't know that. I thought you said...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, it's because of the way my birthday fell that I couldn't start school.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
Right. No,
idiot.
I didn't start. I didn't get left back. I just... They wouldn't let me into kindergarten until a certain time period.
Well, I farted blood way too many times. Anyway,
so there was that. I found
Who
out I was asthmatic by dying, on stage. I killed yo.
Found out I'm allergic to watermelons by dying.
yeah, that was Valerie.
I miss you, Valerie.
Yeah. She was here in fucking New Jersey, too.
Yeah, that's what the question said. I'd be there in a few weeks, and now we're late because we're fucking assholes.
Yeah, well, we had lives happen. We had SWAT teams at our door.
Stop, don't do that.
I had to go to Florida. and see family, which I love. There was porn watched.
You watch porn here or over there?
I didn't watch porn. I assume you did.
I didn't watch any porn here. I was having sex.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Wait, why am I saying that? Like, first of all, damn it, Renee. Motherfucker. I try to be discreet on here. Even if I'm telling gross stories. No, I was not having sex when you're here. No, I wasn't watching porn. I was playing Fallout 4 and working. Jesus.
Melinda has a barrage of questions, so I will jump around them.
Jump around. Jump up.
Here's actually a very legit question. I'm not going to read everything else she says, but should women stay at home if they have children?
Yes, you should never go out for anything. Not for groceries, not for the doctor, not to take them to the movies or shopping.
If you've had a kid, you probably don't look good anymore. No, I'm joking. I'm playing
That's
off.
That's not true.
I'm joking. I'm going off of the whole shit that happened with Carrie Fisher, where people are body shaming Carrie Fisher because she aged and had kids. It's been like 30 years since she was fucking Princess Leia.
First of all, and now she's General.
Right, she's General Leia.
So stop disrespecting the resistance, motherfucker.
So the fucking idiot fanboys.
Like, a lot of people think, that's another thing, because I've recently watched all the Star Wars movies except the fucking prequels, and I fell in love with them. And a lot of people are like, who's your favorite character? And nobody could guess, because they thought it would be somebody dark or something evil. And it's not. Who's my favorite character, Ren?
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker is my favorite character, and I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody. But everyone's like, yeah. I thought you'd fuck. That's something I just wanted to bring up. Like, I thought you would be, like, into, like, Siths and Dark Lords. I'm like, no, motherfucker. The Force is with me. Luke is my favorite character. My favorite scene is this speeder chase on Endor.
That was a badass scene.
I love it.
Way different, man.
Yeah, back then and now. When they cut when he grabs the fucking saber and cuts the blaster off, and it's all like, pew, he's like, yeah, suck my dick.
So she says, you know, if women stayed at home and took care of their family, raised the children like back in the old days, would we be where we at? Would kids be running around with hash pipes, guns, sleeping with their teachers?
Hash pipes?
Yeah, I don't know. She's Canadian.
They smoke hash up there.
Would husbands be happy not leaving the wedding ring at the front door to go out and have those affairs because the wife is too tired after working? If every mom stayed at home, there would be more jobs available, right? Nope. Melinda, sorry. No. No, none of that works. None of that works because cheaters cheat. It has nothing to do with where the woman's at. You don't blame the woman for a cheating husband, and you don't blame the husband for a cheating wife. You blame the cheater, number one. Number two, they're going to cheat regardless. That's really it. People, seriously,
I really do think people who cheat will never stop cheating.
Yep.
And will always cheat. I've read articles, statistical evidence. I'm not going to say like I'm an expert on it because I don't cheat. And I know people, friends, family that cheat, that have wonderful wives and husbands and boyfriends and girlfriends and great lives together and careers. And they cheat. They still cheat. It's just in them. They need it for insecurity reasons, or they like to just come.
I think it's more of them just being sociopaths, not giving a shit.
Yeah, and that's it. That's a cheater's always going to be a cheater. That's it. Yep. If you cheat once, I'm sorry. I don't care if you disagree with me. You will always have that urge to do it. You might not ever again, but it will be there. It will be part of your mind. It will be something you consider.
The problem with cheating is this.
And I know I'm going to.
There is no real
that.
Consequence.
Oh, I cheated. Goodbye.
There's no real. Oh my God!
It's not a crime.
There's no real consequence to cheating. You just break up with a person, or they fucking stupidly take you back, which happens to seem more times than not.
Stupid.
Now,
I got cheated on one time. Never took her back.
Yeah, I have a zero tolerance policy now on cheating.
You know how many times I've cheated on
after high school and shit being cheated on, and that was it. Never after that. If you cheat on me,
and
you're
I know
done.
The person who cheated on my cousin is listening to this. You ugly, ugly woman.
She's not listening to this. But
she's not ugly. And that's mean, and I'm sorry. I'll immediately apologize, bitch.
But yeah, no. That's the first thing. Never make an excuse for someone who cheats.
What?
They're just shitty people who are going to do it perpetually.
Yeah.
Congrats to all the people who have some fucking moralistic fiber in them.
Yeah. It's one thing to be like, look, I'm not happy in this relationship. I want more penis or vagina.
Or both.
Or both, whatever. And then leave it. Then that's, it hurts. That's going to hurt the person, obviously. But at least you're leaving.
Yeah, no.
If you're in a monogamous relationship, you know what I mean?
I will be 100% honest. I've left a relationship once in the past because I was way more attracted to somebody else.
There you go.
And
I'd rather that than wow, I come home fucking bleeding from my hands
and you know what? You know what? Like, I broke up with them and they asked me if there was someone else. Like, are you seeing someone? I'm like, I'm not seeing someone else.
This was after he cream pied her. And then he went an hour later. He was just cream pying this
No,
other
no. And they were like, are you seeing someone else? I said, no, honestly, I'm not. But I do feel an attraction to someone, and I feel like it might be mutual, and I feel like we're going nowhere, and our relationship kind of died.
And it's boring, and you're a bitch.
No. I wasn't that fucking horrible. But the thing was that in that relationship, they also were like, yeah, I feel like we're more like friends than we are boyfriend and girlfriend anyhow. And I was like, all right, there we go. Problem solved. Let's just be friends. And we stayed friends. And that was that.
And then he cream pie her.
No. Sometimes, you know, you just need to be fucking honest with yourself when someone else. It's just maybe that should be all the goddamn time for the most part. And as far as like women staying home to raise the kid, I don't think it's a woman's responsibility to do so. I think that they have to figure out what's best for the child and for the family involved. The father might be in between jobs at the moment, and the mom could be a fucking surgeon. Is she going to stay home? She's obviously the breadwinner. You know what I mean? Like it has to be the situation. The father could stay at home if he's, you know what I mean? Like it's going to be dependent upon, she's going to need time to recuperate after giving fucking birth anyhow. So she might start off with it, but suppose she has the fucking better job of the two.
Like, I was telling myself the other day, I was like, there's a girl that I was interested in a while ago, and she's still a really good friend of mine, and we talked about it, and I was like, we weren't talking, like, they were just friends, we still are. It's like, out of the blue, I was like, you know what I do for a living, I know what you do for a living, and what you're going to do for a living, and what she will be doing for a living next
year.
She's
a stripper?
No, she's trying to, she's going to be a doctor, dude, fuck's sake. You always do that to me. Details, you little, and I was
they're
like,
important,
and I was, huh?
They're important.
Details are important, and she's going to obviously be very busy and working in the ER. I think at first, I don't know what her residency here is, and I was like, what if we were together, like when we're older? Just because I asked her this question like 3 years ago when she first started med school, 4 years ago, whatever. And baby, that feels good. Renee just pushed me closer to his mic. and she was like, are you like that old school, like, the guy has to be the breadwinner thing? I said, no. I said, I look at it this way. I hope everyone listening takes this to heart. If you make enough money to support yourself on your own, you have nothing to worry about. That
right.
I feel like that. Simple as that.
Right.
I make enough money to support myself on my own. So, and she's obviously, she would be getting a fuck ton more money with me, but I would be with her happy. I told her, I was like, no, I'm not like that.
And
like,
both
you can
of
buy
you,
me shit all the time. That's awesome.
And if both of you were together, you could actually afford to be homeowners
yeah.
and craft a life together.
Exactly.
And maybe you would decide you don't want to have fucking kids, you know?
Fuck me.
That's the thing. If you get to enjoy your life enough and go out and
yeah.
go on cruises
yeah,
and
she's
vacationing.
I mean, she's seriously, she's fucking awesome. And I asked her that question, and recently it's been brought up again, but we're not obviously going to date or anything like that. I'm not ever doing that again. And she was just like,
you're sounding like me.
And this was so far, you've been sticking to your word. She was like, nah, I would never date somebody in my field. I said, great, because I didn't know you owned a field.
She's a slave master? Or is
it dude, did I say fuck?
Is it plantation?
All right, look, I know this is people you're trying to keep track. She's a doctor. I'm a fucking construction worker. Union.
She might operate on you.
And I might operate on her.
Oh, snap a doodle yellow butt.
And she's going to fuck me up when she hears this.
Yep.
So.
She with a scalpel.
A few people are going to fuck me up when
she's
going
to make sure you don't have kids. She's going to give you a
vasectomy.
A homemade vasectomy.
Nah, she doesn't want any. We're friends, so we talk about this shit. And I was like, good, because I don't either.
Jared wants kids, though.
Yeah.
I have to every once in a while just go in for a cheap joke, and that was that one.
Not every once in a while, every 5 minutes. It's listen, so yeah, I think that's a question I just want. I felt like I had to say that while we're recording. If you think that, you're fine. Because I'd be with her. I firmly believe
if two people decide that they want to have kids together and they're just not like, oops, we had a kid, let's keep it.
Like if I go to a party with her and she's like with her brain surgeon friends and shit and they're like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, I take photos and I build buildings.
I build photos and I take buildings.
And then they're like, really? How much do you make a year? I'd be like, why are you asking me that? Why are you asking that?
Well, construction gets paid pretty decently.
Yes, I do get paid
so
pretty decently.
I wouldn't say that there's a, you know.
No, there is a significant gap between what
no,
she's
there's
going to
be. There is going to be a gap, but it's not going to be.
Because me and her are friends. We've been
it's,
friends
it's
for
not
over
going
a decade.
It's not going to be any kind of gap that makes you feel inadequate. You know,
I'm not going to feel like my penis is smaller.
Yeah, there's that notion that, oh, because the man's the not making as much as the woman.
No, I'm not uncomfortable with that at all because I know I could support myself if you weren't here.
And that also means that, you know,
so she,
if you lose, if you're in between jobs, there's more security because with construction, it's union based. So there's project based work, which means that you might have a job for 6 months and then for a month and a half to 2 months, they haven't found another job for you. So you have to live off of whatever you just made before that you saved up. And if you have a significant other that has income, that's a secondary income. That's actually, you're the secondary income. It makes everything so much easier. And, you know, otherwise I feel like that's, you know, I don't know. I feel like when it comes to children, you do what's right for the fucking kid. You don't care about society's issues. If you did, then you're going to raise most likely a fucking asshole of a kid. And they're going to be doing all the shitty things like carrying hash pipes and switchblades and fucking making super soaker shotguns or whatever the fuck else.
And getting pregnant.
Yeah, getting pregnant by the age of 12. Or getting someone pregnant while they're 12.
While they're 12.
I think to look at the rest of shoot
my first load till I was 12.
I definitely was way before that. But the
Wait. How long before that? 11 was kind of like a half load.
No.
And then 12 was like, I didn't know. I didn't know what an orgasm felt like. I didn't know what coming felt like.
I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew what I was doing.
The exact time I first masturbated because I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome. Where's this feeling coming from? Boom! I was like, oh, I got scared because I thought something happened to me.
I
was like, wait, they do that in porn.
I might as well have been a little girl because I discovered in the shower. Which seems like to be like
the
woman
water
thing.
Trickling on your penis.
It was
great.
What happened was the shower was broken. And for a while before my mom could fix the shower, basically we had this like small hose that we were using to wash
off.
Put
it on your dick and it feels good.
And
right?
That was it.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I was like washing all over and I was like,
everyone.
Why is that? Why is that amazing?
Everyone.
Why is that amazing? Why is it more amazing?
Everyone of all sexual orientations, the fucking shower head right on your pee-pee or your vajiji.
That wasn't even a shower head. It was just straight.
Yeah, but you just. But
it was just hard water hose.
One time I just had I was just flaccid and I was like, let's see if
one time. I would say there's been more than one time.
Well, right now it's not one of them. Listen.
It's because I'm
one
here.
One time, yes. And we're talking about this. One time, I was just flaccid. I was like, let's see if this works. And I grabbed the shower head, and I just sprayed it on my penis, warm water. And my penis just became erect. I didn't even have to tell. I was like, oh, that is awesome. Like, fully erect.
Yeah, that's great. That is awesome.
And I shot
that's
one
fantastic.
Off.
That's fantastic. What the fuck?
Shot one off in there. It's hard to masturbate in the shower because you need friction. And anyway. I just got in trouble for asking someone if this was their kid on Instagram, and it wasn't.
That's funny.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Oh, and Manny's asking about Star Wars.
Who's this little jerk? Oh, what this little jerk they said. I said, who's that, yours? She said, no, that's this is person's son. I said, oh, he's cute.
You're not talking into the mic.
Fuck me. They don't listen to this show. It was my ex-girlfriend. One of them.
So Manny asks, says, bans lifted. Let's talk about how you really feel about Lucas shitting on Star Wars now after he realized they were going to make their $4 billion back before it opened on China, in China. Yes. Here is the disclaimer. If you listen from this point forward and you haven't seen Star Wars yet, The Force Awakens, not the originals.
Let's set a limit so that people don't, you skip ahead.
No, we don't have to set a limit. You could just pause this and watch the fucking movie and then come back to it.
No,
it's,
don't
you
do
could
that.
Download this.
After this, I have some cool shit to tell you.
Yeah, well, they'll come back to it. It's all right. It's been like 2 weeks. It's almost 3 weeks since the movie came out. If you haven't seen it yet, you don't care that much about Star Wars. So
I need a car.
Yeah, from this point forward, be warned, Star Wars spoilers will happen. Okay?
Yeah.
Spoilers. Han Solo dies. So... Kylo Ren is his son, kills him. Princess Leia is a Dark Lord of the Sith.
Fucking lightsaber right there. I'm getting detailed with spoilers now.
Lucas made a great choice in selling Star Wars because it enabled a company to hire the guy who wrote some of the best stuff in Star Wars to hire him to write a new Star Wars movie and piss everyone off by it being derivative of Star Wars while still being Star Wars. And then makes some weird comment about white slavers and regrets it because he knows he shouldn't say dumb shit like that when they're playing with billions of dollars that he's probably still getting something from. Yeah, I fucking really enjoyed the shit out of Star Wars. Chance did too. I got to see with him my second time, his first time. It was like almost virginity. God. Felt so good.
I didn't guess that one.
They can't hear you when you're not talking. Oh God, Linkin Park. Why? I'm talking about something I love, and you're showing me a Linkin Park DVD.
Bought it because it was like $4.
It's terrible. It's not even worth $4.
It's not.
Fucking Linkin Park, one of the worst bands ever. God, let's get away from that. Let's go back to Star Wars. Yeah, Lucas needs to shut the fuck up. And the thing is, this guy has done amazing things. Like he. Basically give away almost all of the money Disney paid him, like to charities and shit. Shit that was meaningful. And he's done a lot of great stuff, very altruistic.
He makes movies for him and his friends.
Right. He's, you know, but he really, really, really needed to not say what he said because it didn't make much sense.
And it was racist.
You don't fucking, it's not slavery if you get paid $4 billion for your fucking intellectual property. Like, that just made no white slavers. I was like, what? He's just having seller's remorse. He sold Star Wars, and now he's realizing, fuck, they're doing a better job than I did. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking broke every record that Episode 1 didn't.
Yeah.
Or Episode 2 or Episode 3.
You said a rat, Miyago.
I think he's just being fucking bitchy about losing his brainchild. And the thing is, he can't complain about it because he decided to sell it. It's not like they wrangled it out of him or went through some legal battle. He said yes. You know, he sold off his fucking rights to his baby, and now he has to deal with the consequences, and the consequences will never be the same.
That dude died, yeah. It's like 2 months after that video posted. He had a heart attack.
Good.
Nothing.
No, not that guy. That's the other.
No,
one.
I know who I'm talking about. The dude died 2 months after.
We're gonna call the police.
We're gonna call. We have your the fucking the father on the webcam.
Yeah,
right?
We have your.
No, he died like 2 months after that because of the stress. Oh, people calling his house saying they were gonna rape his daughter and kill him, and felt fucking bad. Anyway.
So yeah, what do you want to say about Star Wars?
I don't know how. How are consequences never gonna be the same again? I'm not trying to bring a meme back. Like,
that shit is one of my favorite.
I heard that, I was like, consequences will never be the same again. That's some like universal inversion.
It's just stupid. It's just a stupid person talking. Consequences will never be the same. I lost it the first time I saw that fucking video. He says some other ignorant shit too. Like, oh, we've tracked it. I forgot. Oh, we backtraced your IP. We backtraced your IP.
No, your address. He didn't even say your IP. He said your address. Your internet address. And I know where you are. We're going to find you. The police going to find you. Yo, apparently some dude from like a, excuse me, big emo, screamo band fucked that little girl a few times. And then after that video was like, I didn't fuck that little girl. I just hung out with her a few times. I was like, that's disgusting either way to even come out and say that.
What?
Yeah. Seriously, I think their name was Blood on the Dance Floor, and I was like, "What?
Blood on the Dance Floor?"
Yeah, and they were like, "Yeah, I didn't."
Isn't that a Michael Jackson song?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, but no, that was the name. I'm serious. And the guy came out because they were touring. They were a functioning band, I guess. They're fucking screaming. How functioning can you get? And
yeah, that's like being a high functioning retard.
Hey, chill out.
Hey, chill out.
And they asked him, and he was like, no, I didn't fuck that little girl, because she was 15, and he was like 24, 25. He was like, I just hung out with her a few times. I was like, dude, you're 24, 25. It's not a far-off accusation that the little girl claims you fucked her when you just said you hung out with her a few times. Not like I met her at a show.
He just was hung in her. It's terrible.
If you're in an emo band, you're not hung anywhere. Fuck out of here.
If you're an emo band, you most likely are only surrounded by teenage girls anyhow. That's all they know. Where were we? Let me look at this list of things. So much. So much. Yeah, I mean, that's strange shit, man. Consequences will never be the same, though.
All right, you guys want to hear a fucked up story? Renee punched me in my balls two nights ago. He was very drunk. I'm going to post the whole video collage.
No collages, post videos. No,
it's going to be a fucking full edit.
And it's not going to be black and white, I hope.
It is going to be.
Oh, God, I'm not going to watch it.
Huh?
It doesn't. It's video. It shouldn't be in black and white.
Anyway, I'm going to post that. And it's going to be in color because you need to see how vividly fucking drunk he was.
From New Year's?
Who the fuck knows what day it was? Dude, I was getting drunk off of your breath. You just, I was like, oh.
You were already drunk when I got here.
I was not drunk. Dude, they saw it. Amanda and Eric. And I have video of me helping you up. I was not drunk.
Doesn't mean you weren't drunk. You were drunk. You're just less drunk than I got.
He was so fucked up. I could upload all. Because
I drank like a pint's worth of vodka.
I told you, dude, there was one glass left. You were fine. You were drunk, but you were okay. Like fun, Ren, drunk. Then you poured all the vodka to be funny into a glass. I'm not saying you're an irresponsible drinker. I've never seen you like that before. That was the first thing Amanda said to me the next morning. I've known Renee 13 years. I've never seen him like that. I said, I live with him for 3 years. I've never seen him that drunk. So I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you exactly the exact truth. What exactly happened. It was Majorska, first of all. Ew.
It's vodka. Vodka's good no matter what it
is. Yeah, sure. Okay.
It's vodka.
Fucking bathtub vodka. Anyway, so there's a glass, like a full fucking, I don't know what you would call it. Like a, what kind of glass do they call those in bars? Because you worked at a
European It was
a
like.
A Colander, not even, a fucking, it was a glass, all right?
It was a full glass.
It was a full glass. Yes, exactly. It was a full glass. It wasn't a cup. It was like two cups in there. Three cups. This fucking dude takes the rest of the Majorska and it fills it all the way to the top. There's like one fucking ice cube in there. I said, Renee, and he looked at me. I said, if you drink that, you're going to be fucking done. Because he was already drunk, really drunk, but he was okay. He could walk. He could talk. He wasn't being stupid. I said, and then he proceeds to take I swear to God, like a teaspoon of Coca-Cola, drop it in a vodka, and go and look at me. It was like in slow motion, like the room got quiet, everybody quieted. He said, "Nigga, I know how to drink." Put his hands behind his back and just started sipping the top of the vodka glass. And I just looked at him. I said, "Oh no, 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 no! I'm just, I just walked away." And somebody broke my fucking speakers. By the way, I don't know who did that. I left them upstairs, but that's besides the point. Let's get back to it, though. So I left because I was tired and didn't want to see what was gonna happen after Renee finished. That was a lot of vodka. Like, it was
the
shit.
Sad part is I probably finished that like the minute you walked down the stairs.
And the sad part is you could barely make it down the stairs. And he called me a bitch for sleeping. It was 3 in the morning. It was 3 in the morning I was sleeping, and I was a bitch. Because I had enough to drink. I wasn't feeling well. I was getting messages from somebody who recently almost had us arrested. And I was for nothing. We didn't do anything, mind you. And I just wanted to go to bed because I was bummed out. And I just hear somebody go, "Happy New Year's, faggot." I said, "Oh, shit." Because I had my phone next to my ear. The lights were on. I passed out. Shoes on. Everything. All my clothes are on. And I have music playing. And I just hear, "Happy New Year's, faggot." I said, "Oh, shit. Here we go. See if I could play it off." And I couldn't pause my phone in time. And he heard the music. And he came in and punched me right in my fucking balls. And I was laying on my chest with my legs spread, ready to fall asleep. Because I was drunk. He's right. I was drunk. But and he punched me square. He was like, "The King of Kings." Right in the nuts. And I turned around and punched him in his balls at least four, or in his dick, because he got me nice square in the fucking screw. I must have punched his dick like 5 times, and he just went down. And even as he was like squealing in pain, he was like, "King of Kings, let me," fucking all this Motorhead shit. And I was just like, this motherfucker just punched me right in the balls from behind. Missed my asshole, missed my gooch, just my scrotum, just a fist and scrote. And we'll be posting those videos soon because they're really funny. Really funny. I was going to fuck him up so many times. He was just all
over. You know what? I'll tell you, here's the thing about me. I don't drink when I'm upset. I don't drink when I'm depressed. I don't drink when I'm sad.
Renee.
I only drink generally when I'm happy.
You were not happy at the end of that. I left because I was trying to get food for you so that it could soak up some of the alcohol. When I came back in, now I hope you laugh at this because I hope that the reason, because it got dark really fast. And I'm not talking about outside. I opened the door. I said, "Amanda, please give me food for Renee and me," really. For Renee. She goes, "What happened? What's going on downstairs?" Because you almost knocked down an entire shelf of DVDs and Blu-rays, and you tripped over two guitars, and then said that I threw them at you.
Why did you throw them at me?
Like, I didn't. Stop being an idiot.
Why did you throw guitars?
You walked by, and it was just like, boom, and you turned around. You're like, "What the fuck? Why'd you throw those, bro?" I was like, "Are you kidding me? They're in the guitar cases. You knocked them." I was like, "Why am I arguing with you? You're drunk." And then, so I tell Amanda, I'm like, "Please, can you give me food?" And I close the door because I didn't want to embarrass you and shit. They saw you were sick because this is what happened. I open the door after I get like the chips or whatever she gave me. And you're sitting on the floor. You're not touching your phone. There's no music playing. And you're just like, it looked like you were about to cry. And I said, "What is wrong, Renee?" And you said, "Nothing's wrong, faggot." And I said, "Renee, what is wrong? Let's get you to bed." And for at least 20 minutes, that's all they heard. Amanda was like, "What the hell's going on down there?" Messaged me. I was like, "Renee just doesn't want to go to sleep. Like a child." And then at one point, you were like, I'm not going to fall. I said, "Okay." I was like, "I'll leave you alone, but walk to your room. Look, walk to your room." I let go of you. You went, whoa. I caught you by both your arms. You said I did that on purpose. I was gonna sit down. I pulled you up, and the end of the line for me was when you said, "Just fuck off already." You took your hand and mushed me. I punched you right in your fucking kidney. I was like, "Boom!" I was like, "Ren," and you were like, "Oh, you bitch, you faggot." And I was like, "You know what? That's the end of the road for me." I was like, "I'm coming back here in 10 minutes. If you're not asleep, I'm fucking you up." And you were asleep when I came back, and not because I threatened you, because you were just like, "There's nothing to do out here." But that was at one point. This was going on for half an hour, and I've been telling the story 10 minutes, so I'm not going to get completely into detail. At one point, he was sitting, blocking my way to get to my room or to piss or shit in the bathroom, and I said, "What's wrong?" And he was like, "You don't like me. You don't love me." I was like, "Nigga, what are you talking about? I don't like you. I don't love you." And you're like, "You don't like me. You don't even like me here. You don't love me being here. You don't want to be here." I said, "Get up." You said, "I don't need you. Fuck you." I said, "All right, I'm done with this motherfucker. I'm coming back out in 10 minutes. Punch me right in my balls. I was half asleep listening to Crystal Castles. He punched me right in my balls. I was like, "Oh," and I didn't even know he was in here. I got scared. I was like, "Who's in here?" I thought I almost said her name. I thought she showed up because she did last time when I was drunk and got into the apartment and was like, "Really?" Pow. I was like, "Oh," and I turned around and I just started punching you in the fucking dick. And then you were just like, "The Ace of Spades." So that was my New Year's.
I'm glad I had a good fun time. I need to see this video. I keep telling you guys to show me the video. No one's showing me the fucking video.
We're going
to
share it. It's already on
Facebook. I'm not saying to share it. I'm saying to show me. No,
I didn't share it. Eric did. I didn't tell him to. I had no idea. I was down here. I was sleeping. And I woke up. And I think I started to clean and put my laundry away. And it was just like, Eric tagged me. I was like, Eric's never on Facebook. And it was just like, he called me a bitch for sleeping. Not even like I didn't make it to 12 o'clock. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I lived downstairs from where we were hanging out. And he's like, "Cause he's a bitch. You bitch."
What do school detentions really prove? I don't know.
That you'd rather be getting a blowjob from your girlfriend or getting your vagina eaten out by your boyfriend or smoking weed, if that's your thing, than sitting there for 45 minutes after school.
I never had a detention, so I wouldn't know.
You are lying. You are lying right now. I never had to go to detention.
No.
After school detention?
No.
Before school detention?
No.
Detention?
No. Not once. I got threatened with suspension because I beat the shit out of a kid that was fucking causing fights with me.
No. He beat the shit out of the kid because he knew the kid had a diarrhea problem.
No. It was eighth grade. It was like 2 days before we were supposed to graduate.
Yeah, you told this story. You almost didn't graduate.
Yeah, they wanted me to not graduate. And then they found out that the kid was the one who fucking started shit with me and that everything was cool. And I didn't.
Did he shit himself when you hit him?
No.
I have a friend who's in my local. Won't say his name. He punched there was this guy, a really good friend of his that lived in the projects around where we lived, and he was high on some drug, I don't know what, and he kept trying to fight him because he was saying that he was having sex with his girlfriend. And my friend from my local said, "I am not having sex with your girlfriend. You're one of my best friends. You need to stop. Stop doing this. Stop doing this. Stop trying to fight me." And eventually he hit him, as in he hit my friend. And my friend said, "Okay, if that's how you want to do it, that's how you're going to do it. Square up," as in whoever's listening doesn't know what that means. It means get ready to fight. Put your hands up. He punched him once in the side so hard that he shit himself.
That's beautiful.
And fell. And he told him, he's like, and no one laughed. No one was like, "Ooh, knock him out." Everybody was just like, "Ew, he shit himself." And everybody went home. And a guy got up, shitty draws. Only reason I found that story funny is because no one laughed or like,
egged it on. They're just like, ooh, this shit. Like,
don't let him sit on your lap.
Yeah. I got $25 check that I need to give Renee because he's letting me borrow $25, according to DT Lolly. She needs to know how to spell her fucking nephew's name, though. Renee. She calls you Renee, by the way.
She does, but she spells it wrong.
But she knows your name. Yeah. So Renee yesterday said something really dirty to me on Facebook, and it bothered me. But instead of just being an asshole and being like deleting the comment,
you just tagged.
I just tagged my grandma. I was gonna tag his mom too. That's it. That's all I did. And he was like, "Oh fuck." That's all I did. I just tagged my grandma. She was like, "Oh my god." That's it. That's all I did. I was like, you know what, Chance? You're not sharp enough.
That's
to
the
say
fucking anything. Ultimate revenge now. It's yeah. Like, you can't come up with anything. I'm tagging him, Ma.
That's it. I'm tagging Ma. I'm telling Ma. He was like, don't worry. I used a condom. I was like, here's a little warning, Marilyn. Well,
I was like, oh, god damn it. That's like, it. Jesus
and
Christ.
She's an active Facebook user.
Yeah.
So she saw it and she was like, ay, cabroncito. I said, told you, Ma. He's nasty.
Oh, man.
Nothing will ever be the same. Yo, we're going to get... All right, that's another thing I wanted to say. Even if we don't record as often... And now we're going to record every fucking week now. How about you guys donate money to our Google and help keep this show running and help us eat? That'll keep us going. I'm going to keep it honest now. Another thing. We're going to be posting videos in between the week. We're going to be posting funny photos or maybe offensive ones, whatever. Our page is going to be active. If you share it and you like things on it and you – we don't even charge for this fucking podcast. Donate like a fucking quarter or a dollar so that we could get like a slice of pizza.
And or that's just it. Continue seriously. Hosting. Hey, people have done at it. At some point,
and
here's
we didn't
the
even
thing.
Ask. Somebody donated $5.
Here's the real deal.
And Renee knows all about that shit. Let him give you the details because we want to keep the show running. We're happy.
Here's the real deal here. We can't record nearly as often as we want because we have a limited amount of space in our hosting. Every other plan I look for, I can't find one that has unlimited space so I could keep up all the episodes. And we don't have a lot of episodes, so I don't want to lose any of the ones that we already have off of the internet. So the only way to do that would be for us to upgrade our hosting. I'm already paying out of pocket for something we don't make any money on whatsoever.
And it's not cheap. It's not cheap.
And it's getting harder to do that.
You're not donating to anybody but us two. Like, no one else is, like, just putting their hand. You know where it's going. You're going to get new content every week.
Hopefully.
No, not see. That's where you fuck up. Because we're gonna be consistent. Because
we can't. Well, if we don't
because we could start charging for this fucking podcast, and then
many, no one
would fucking buy it. Buy it. Yeah.
Yeah. No one pays for podcasts in general. What they get is sponsors and shit like
sponsors.
That.
Right.
And we're not at a point
we got a Cold Cock Whiskey who does home bar. And they've got porn stars and all this shit on there. And that's awesome.
We
don't know people like that.
We don't have the outreach for it.
Our cocks aren't cold.
And
we've never touched porn
stars. Well, maybe what I'll be able to do is...
Well, I didn't know she was.
Maybe I can... maybe I should just do a limited run shirt for us and sell that. Which, of course, requires money to get started to begin with. So we'd have to be able to sell it more for what it costs. But I don't know. I don't know what else to do. I mean, donations, if you want to do that, the easiest way to do that is like PayPal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you. Renee is making Sherman Tank shirts.
Yes.
We talked about this like a month ago, and we forgot that we were serious about it. But, yes, he is making Sherman Tank's
shirts. It's going to happen. It won't happen for a little bit, but it's going to happen.
And they're going to be black and white. And that's it.
That's pretty much it.
One of them, I think one of the designs, you're going to love the designs. The guy's a fucking genius. And especially he's working on stuff for us. What's one of the designs you came up with for yourself? Your own fucking face on it? We're going to have three shirts. One that just says Sherman Tank's. You can rock it wherever you
initially
go.
I was just going to get a shirt made for you and a shirt for me just to start off with.
Yeah, that's what I... But yeah,
and what I wanted to do was have Sherman Tanks and my face on your shirt and then your face on my shirt. So
I'm confused right now.
Was that if we go to like a live event or something like that, you're wearing a shirt that says Sherman Tanks and also has my face on it. And then I'm wearing a shirt that says Sherman Tanks.
That's not a shirt for you, a shirt for me. That's just a shirt.
No, but I'm saying it'll have
a shirt with your face on it and me wearing it.
Exactly. And a shirt and I'm wearing your face on my shirt. Because we'd be stupid if we wore our own faces.
Yeah, then we're going to implement.
But, yeah, I mean, otherwise it's going to be, you know, we'll come up with some designs, silly shit. Nothing complicated because we're not complicated. This is a very simple podcast.
There was one where it was like me with a bottle of Valium or something like that. And I was like, all right, that's maybe honest, but.
I never said such a thing.
Yes, you did. You were like, yours would have Valium on it. And I was like, you were pissed when you said it, so you weren't serious. But I was like, wait, no, come on. That's not cool. I don't do that shit anymore. Mind you, I got up while he was talking.
And took Valium.
Yeah, because it's fucking microphone. I need to get one of your ultra dynamic omnipotent fucking microphones that you got there.
There's nothing. Listen, if I was using your mic, I'd be able to fucking maintain my volume too because I stay still.
I don't.
And I have been diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, and I'm still staying still.
You've been diagnosed with little dick syndrome.
Yeah. Well,
LDS. Rich Roberto, you got LDS. You got little dick syndrome. He knows we love him, so that's why he lets us say his name on here. And ladies, he doesn't got a little dick. You better go fuck him. If we're talking about you, if we're talking about he is thirsty though. Anyway.
Oh God.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm recording a podcast. Right? I don't know what's going on.
We're recording a podcast. We're not talking about that right now. Rich, stop asking us about that. Rich is asking us for money and for the hose.
No, he's not.
He's like, where are the hose at?
And he's wearing them. He's wearing the pantyhose.
And I'm about to fuck him.
Lederhosen.
Right through the butt.
Roberto in the butto.
Roberto in the butthole. Don't do it. I know what you're doing already, and I'm not even looking. Life will never be that.
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's licensed. We'll get fucking.
Oh, here we go. Rick also asked, the new Superman versus Batman trailer just dropped. I would like to hear your comic book men discuss that shit.
We don't care. I don't care. That's mine. Done.
Yeah,
Rick. I love your questions, but that one, that's two questions that you're just like, no. Last time it was a Walking Dead one, and it's like, no. And Rick, you are like my brother, dude. I love you to death. I love you more than I love Renee.
I think that movie is going to be a piece of shit.
Me too. And I can't wait to like find all the Blu-rays of it and just fucking stab them.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman. I think he looks great. I think his costume looks great.
He wasn't talking about his costume.
I like Ben Affleck's dick.
I like Ben Affleck with gray fucking hair. He looks sexy, dude. Seriously, I was like, yo, he is sexy.
I would never say such a thing.
You would? Who said it? What are you talking? We're not talking about you. I said he looks sexy. With gray hair, he looks sexy. As Bruce Wayne with gray hair.
I just think he looks the fucking part, man. I seriously, I was like, fuck yeah, he looks good as Batman.
Superman's fucking corny.
Superman's always been corny.
And the Suicide Squad, don't ask about
that. That looks like shit.
Because I'm not watching that movie.
Everybody's
stoked to see it, and they're like, oh my God, I know who Joker and Harley Quinn are, so I'm going to love this movie. Shut up. Name one other person on that team. The alligator guy, fucking Killer Croc, who doesn't even, he looks like a goddamn fucking, from Mario Brothers, a Goomba.
Yeah.
Idiots. I hate people who do that. And this isn't even people who just like comic book movies. These are people who like comic book movies and don't even know what the fuck they're like. They're like, oh my God, Harley Quinn.
She's not even going to have the fucking voice.
She doesn't have the voice. She has the bat. She doesn't have a hammer. She should have a sledgehammer. They could at least give her that. She has like the clothes like not down packed. I don't know.
Looks like she walked out of a fucking Hot Topic.
She does. And I would definitely penetrate her mouth. I think she's like a week older than me, the actor. But
Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie. She's Australian, right?
I think so, yeah.
And Jared Leto.
Fuck him.
He looks like a terrible Joker. He's going to be a over. He's going to overact. I guarantee you it's going to be an overacted role. I promise. And I love Jared Leto as an actor. Dallas Buyers Club was one of my favorite movies in 2013 as it came out.
I never saw it.
It was with Matthew McConaughey. I think Jared Leto is a fucking great actor. I love. There's a bunch of. He was in. Even when he was in Fight Club, a small part where he got his face bashed in.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted him to see his fucking face get bashed in.
Destroy something beautiful.
Every movie, right, so anyway, every movie where he gets killed in is where I prefer.
Yeah, but him. I like. All right. Anyway, I like him as an actor.
American Psycho.
But I'm saying he. Yeah. Again. But he's an. He's definitely going to overact in this movie, especially because he's trying to live up to the legacy of all the other Jokers.
I think he's going to be just as shitty as his music. I think that's what it's going to be.
That's, if you think his music's shitty, that's fair enough.
I think it's going to be as bad as 30 Seconds to Emo Mars.
It's going to be a bad movie.
It's going to be horrible. Right. Batman and Superman, I'm DC's going to go not, see. I can't not see that movie. I have to go see it. I work at a fucking comic book store. If I don't see it,
I don't have to see it. So
but
not.
I am absolutely not paying a cent to go see Suicide Squad. That shit is an abortion.
You're not even going to pay a cent to see fucking Batman versus Superman.
I don't know. I might have to.
Ball suckers.
Might have to. I mean, it depends. If Warner Brothers steps up and gives us passes like they did for Man of Steel, then I won't have to pay, but... Warner Brothers has not been that.
I didn't even see Man of Steel, so I don't even want
to. It's actually pretty good.
I heard that was good.
I enjoyed Man of Steel. A lot of people hate on that movie, but I actually enjoyed it.
I Googled Man of Steel, and it came up on X-Hamster.
That would be porn.
It was, and I watched it. We're coming up on 111.
All right. I think we might not have much time for more.
Yeah, we don't, because we don't have hosting.
We don't have hosting space to do it.
This was a hobby of ours, and when we were able to afford it, we did, but we can't now because we have kids.
Those poor cats.
I'm about to shoot my kids.
So there are questions left over that we did not answer. I will keep track of what those are, and hopefully we get to answer more of those in the future. We're at a point where we basically have to stop just because we don't have enough space on hosting. So, I'm probably going to upgrade the hosting today regardless, but if I can't figure out a way for us to actually make some money, I'm not even thinking about making money, but get some money back somehow from doing this, then I don't know how I'm going to be able to pay for the hosting, to be, you know, a higher capacity. Because if we can get unlimited hosting, then we can have everything wherever we want it to be, and we're good. But I already have to renew the domain name. I have to do this, I have to do that. So
we're
going to
keep the page active with just fun shit from us. And
as much as possible.
As much as possible. And so that you guys, but that's another thing. Facebook likes to make you pay for advertising.
Yep.
And if you share it organically, it'll start doing it on its own. So actually share our show.
Yeah, share the stuff if you enjoy it, please.
Share your favorite episode. It shows up. Share it.
Right,
it'll
still be there.
Seriously.
Go to the podcast page. Just if you enjoy us, let the world know.
Renee will write a small PSA after this. Like, listen, public service announcement. We service the public. Donate if you want to keep listening, or we literally have to stop the show. Last time we were bullshitting because we wanted to go out on a high note. This point, we don't give a fuck because we're always high on these notes, motherfucker.
We don't want to stop. We're running out of space.
Yeah, I have Chance Photography now. Thank goodness. He has Jersey City shirts. If we stop this, then we're still happy, but we want to keep Sherman Tanks going. You got to help us out, please. We're going to promote an item for somebody, and they're going to pay us. LG G4.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy, the sponsorship.
Right? Here's $5 billion. It's
here's
great.
$5,000 to promote our phone. Okay, good. We now have hosting for the next 6 years. It's the sad thing. It's not that much. Hosting isn't that expensive, but when you have to upgrade it and maintain this shit and whatever, it starts to get there. Plus, we've actually bought equipment specifically to do this. Like, I bought a fucking mic stand and all this other shit. We've actually tried to streamline this and make this as a, painless process as possible for That's us amazing. To get to you. And it's still not, whatever. I mean, our computers are both beyond the point of where they should really be sustaining this. But we're making do with what we have and trying to have the most fun with it. We would do this a lot more regularly if we just had unlimited hosting space. So Unfortunately, that is just not the case. I'm going to do more research. Maybe I'll find another host that I can do, you know, but then I also have to upload everything up to again and lose our iTunes and Google Play fucking, you know, RSS feeds that I have to redo and all. So there's a lot going into why I just won't pack up and leave the host we have. But, you know, there's no way of monetizing it. So it's just, that's just how it is.
They're on our page. There's a donate to this podcast by clicking on this. I had somebody donate. They donated $5. As in, they told me, they're like, check your, I was like, oh, thanks.
Where was that?
Susanna, a while ago. So that's that. Yep. I'm going to go.
If everyone gave a dollar,
Who listens to this gave a dollar, we'd have $5.
Oh, man. And that would pay for like half a month of hosting.
Yeah.
That's
actually, no. How many? All right. Let's close it up. We'll give it 5 more minutes. Not even. How many? All right. Average listeners do we have? Do you know from the stats?
From the stats? I mean, it looks like each episode gets listened to 100 times.
So $100 if each of you donated a dollar. That would be, that's it. We'd get pizza and we'd be able to fucking pay for
the hosting would be paid for about almost a full year.
And wait a sec, you'd get fucking a shout out and shit like that, and we'd say whatever you wanted to on the air. Not a whatever, you know.
Maybe we should do a Kickstarter.
Let's do it. Let's do a Kickstarter. And then and you know what? First person to donate gets a free shirt when it's first available. You get a pair. You get a Chance and a Gervellini.
Well, if they're donating, no, they it would have to be a shirt that they would have to donate a certain amount, because then we can't lose money on giving out shirts.
Exactly. So there you go.
Maybe we'll do a Kickstarter. I don't know. Either way, if you want to donate, you can send to either of our email PayPals. What you have to do is mark it as a gift, not as a sale. Because if you don't, if you mark it as a gift, they won't charge you or us some fee for getting money. But yeah, my email is renerosa@gmail.com.
You suck our dicks, you'll suck yours. Like, we'll shout you out.
Yeah, so my full name, Renee Rosa.
We'll
at
promote your stuff. Go ahead.
RenerosaGmail.com. RenerosaGmail.com. And Chance, yours is?
Chance Gerbellini, my full name, at yahoo.com. ChanseGier. B as in boy, OLINI at yahoo.com.
So yeah, if you want to donate, those are the two addresses to, and just, you know, make sure you let us know who you are. Well, PayPal will do that anyhow, but, you know, say, hey, this is for Sherman Tanks, and that will immediately go straight to purchasing expanded hosting.
Yes.
But yeah, that's one of the main reasons why we haven't really been able to keep up with this, because we really just don't have
the funds
for hosting.
Because if we know we have money for hosting, we would know, like, all right, this is on demand. We need to do this for these people. We need to talk about shit that no one gives a fuck about for these people. We need to talk about Renee telling me he doesn't love me, or I don't love him, or me getting uterine lining stuck in my teeth. Like, we need to tell these things. But we're going to do a Kickstarter. We're going to start a Kickstarter today. And Renee's done it before. I don't know how that works.
It's
easier. It worked for him. He succeeded.
It's easier to say you're going to start it today than to start it today. Let's put it that way.
And guess what? It's even harder when you don't say it's easier. What the fuck did I just say?
What?
I think my meds are kicking in. I'm getting out of here.
All right.
As in, I'm moving 5 feet to my bed. And I'm just going to, like, cry.
Well, first you have to stop this. Save it. Export it to a WAV file.
Oh, shit. You're getting behind-the-scenes shit. Now, look, we give you a free bonus, bitch. I'm Chance Gerbellini.
I'm Rene Rosa. And we are Sherman Tanks. Good night.
Good night.
Biatch.
Is it going to be night? Yeah.
It will be for some of them.
Definitely.
It's night somewhere.
Good morning, good night, good evening. Enjoy your coffee.
Puerto Ricans are lazy, Michael.
Life will never be the same again.